You're listening to SBS News.
It's a decades-old conflict that reignited 3 weeks ago in brutal fashion. Armenia and Azerbaijan clashing once again over Nagorno-Karabakh. The accusations from both sides are shocking, of genocide, war crimes, and civilians being deliberately targeted. A fragile ceasefire has done little to quell animosity. The complex and sensitive situation has sparked anger from ethnic Armenians and Azerbaijanis around the world, including in Australia. Vache Karamanian says Armenians in Australia are feeling sorrow and despair.
It's numbness. It really is. You look at the devastation, you talk to people on the ground there, you hear the stories that are coming out.
Australia's 50,000-strong Armenian diaspora, the majority based in Sydney, is planning further protests. Haig Kasserian, the Armenian National Committee of Australia's executive director, says communities here have raised more than $1 million for Armenian civilians caught in the conflict.
Our community here is distraught, they're sleepless, they're breathless. Their goal is one, and that is to stop another genocide.
Nagorno-Karabakh is largely populated by ethnic Armenians, but is internationally recognised as part of Azerbaijan. The fighting has evoked haunting memories on both sides. Jessica Oita says her Australian Azerbaijani community feels just as distraught as the Armenians.
I'm upset that our soldiers have to die for this. The whole conflict is difficult to watch, and it is heartbreaking for our people that our people have to go to war to defend their country.
Ms. Oita says the shelling of Azerbaijan's second largest city, Ganja, hours after a ceasefire was brokered, has her community fearing a repeat of violence seen during a war over the territory almost three decades ago. In 1992, scores of Azerbaijanis, estimated in the hundreds, were murdered in the Nagorno-Karabakh town of Khojaly.
It was a gruesome, brutal sort of situation, and this attack on Ganja has really brought up those memories and raw emotions that we still remember from that time, and it wasn't that long ago, it was in my lifetime.
Haig Kasserian says that for Armenians, attacks on civilian areas in Nagorno-Karabakh and Turkey's reported inclusion in the conflict has reminded them of a nightmare dating back a century. 1.5 million Armenians were massacred by the Ottoman Empire during and after World War I.
It is spine-tingling. It is a feeling that we can't shake as a community. Therefore, any mention of Turkey and bombs, Turkey and attacks, Turkey and Armenian civilians is bringing out an emotion that is never again.
Turkey denies claims by the United States and France that it's actively backing Azerbaijan in the fight for Nagorno-Karabakh. So does Ramil Gurbanov, Azerbaijan's top diplomat in Australia.
All of those information are baseless. Yes, we do have very good relations with Turkey. We are brotherly nations. We do have Turkey's moral support.
Australia's Armenian and Azerbaijan communities both believe peaceful coexistence in the region is possible, but only if the other side relinquishes its claim over Nagorno-Karabakh. Vache Karamanian says the region is of deep historical significance to Armenians.
It's an important part of Armenian culture and Armenian identity because it has been part of the Armenian identity for thousands of years, long before Azerbaijan existed as an independent state, which came in 1918.
Dr. Shami Najadi, an Azerbaijani Australian, believes internationally recognised borders should be respected.
When you have respect to borders, when you have respect to international rules, okay, we can. There is no limits, there is no restrictions to live together in Karabakh.
For now, the prospect of peace appears a long way off, as both sides claim injustice and use the history of past horrors to bolster their cause. Omar Dehan, SBS News.